Hello.
Yes, this is DeMonte calling back from Emergency Roadside, ma'am. So the system did just load up. And on your policy here, it shows that you are above your service limit, ma'am. Are you aware that you're only eligible for one service every 72 hours?
Every 7 to 2 hours.
Yes, you're only eligible for one service every 72 hours. And as of now, you will be above the service limit due to you receiving service on the second. Are you willing to, we can only assist if you're willing to pay out of pocket for the service. Are you willing to pay out of pocket, ma'am?
So it's not included. Like, do I need to pay now for that?
Yeah, so the payment wouldn't be given to us. It will be given to the company that will be coming to assist, depending on what they will be charging to assist for the service, ma'am. It just, I will have to know whether you're willing to continue out of pocket or not in order to continue with the service here.
Well, I don't know if he is willing to pay right now because he's like out of budget. That's why he's just trying to get the car again from the shop.
Yes, so would you like to give us a call back if he's willing to continue out of pocket, or what exactly?
Well, how much it will be if it's gonna be the it's really
Not really sure, ma'am. We will have to continue the call out of pocket to the point where maybe to contact someone. It just depends on the amount miles that you guys are going and what he's charging per mile.
okay, then I will tell him. There's no any chance that he can do the towing again for free for the last time.
No, it wouldn't be for free due to you guys being above service limit, ma'am. I can only assist out of pocket due to the account showing above service limit.
Okay, because on his insurance, it's like good for a month, I think.
Yes, so what I'm stating is the account is showing above service limit. I can only assist out of pocket if he's wanting to continue with service, ma'am.
Okay, if you can give me an estimate from Logan Square to the auto shop, how much it will be,
I'm not really
if you can
sure, ma'am, that
check.
the price will be up to the company. Are you willing to continue out of pocket? I can only give you guys a price if you're willing to continue the service out of pocket.
Well, that's why I was asking. If you can give me an estimate, then I don't know. I will call you back.
One second, ma'am. And what's the reason for breakdown, man? What's going on with the vehicle?
Well, he said it's not working. I don't know. It's not my vehicle. I'm just helping him, my
Is
friend.
it not starting? Is it not shifting? Like, what's the reason he's calling for
Start.
service?
It's just not like driving.
It won't start?
It starts, but it's not driving.
The
The
type of service that
transmission.
he will need on today will be a towing service, is that correct?
Yeah, only towing.
With this towing service, I have a series of questions for you to answer. These questions may or may not apply to you. You respond yes or no. Ma'am, is the vehicle in a parking garage by chance?
Lost your connection. What should say? Hello?
One second, ma'am.
Hello?
One second, ma'am. I'll be right with you. Yeah, so ma'am, what I'm stating is with this towing service, I have a series of questions for you to answer. These questions may or may not apply. You respond yes or no to the questions. Ma'am, is the vehicle in a parking garage by chance? Yes or no?
No, it's an
Is the
old
vehicle modified lower to the ground like a lowrider?
I'm not so sure.
Is the body of the vehicle very low to the ground like a lowrider, or is it standard height, ma'am?
Kind of low.
Is it low like a lowrider, or is it not, ma'am?
I'm not so sure. It's not my car again. It's not my car. I'm just calling for him.
Yes, ma'am. So you have to select yes or no to the questions that I'm asking. Would you like to select yes or no to this question?
This is ridiculous. I'm just asking for estimate.
Ma'am, what I'm stating to you is in order for me to give you an estimate, we would have to continue the call out of pocket. I would have to go through this process to provide you an estimate on what the service will cost, ma'am. This is just a process we go through for me to provide you the estimate.
Or why don't you just look what type of
I,
car
I
it is
would,
or
what I'm
model?
stating is, ma'am, I wouldn't be able to do that. You have to state to me whether the vehicle's modified lower to the ground or not, or whether it's standard height.
I don't know. I never seen the car.
Yes, so would you like to continue with yes or no to this question, ma'am?
No. This
Is
is
the clearance
ridiculous.
less than 8 feet? Just to let you know, this question is regarding towards the garage because the vehicle is not in a garage. You can select no to the question. Ma'am, can the vehicle shift out of park?
Yes.
Is the vehicle a four-wheel or all-wheel drive?
I'm not so sure. But I know it's a small
One
car.
second.
Why don't I just look it up online what this car is? I can answer you easily.
The thing is, ma'am, is the modifications wouldn't be like online. It would be like with the customer. The customer will make modifications to their own vehicle, but I can look up this vehicle information for you, whether it's four wheel or all wheel. One second.
And the
It just
location
I
is
wouldn't be
like
able to
just
look up the modifications.
gonna be like 5 minutes away. The distance of the place where you guys can drop it.
And also, it's not a four-wheeler all-wheel, ma'am. And also, is this service a result of an accident?
I don't know.
Would that be yes or no, ma'am?
You choose what you feel comfortable
It
with.
will be up to you, ma'am. I wouldn't be able to choose for you guys. It's up to you.
Then I don't know. It's not a yes or
It
no. It's
will
a
be
no.
yes or no, ma'am. It's a yes or no questionnaire. You have to select yes or no in order to continue with the service, is what I'm stating.
Ridiculous. Let me just call him and I'll just let him call you guys. Whatever.
Or would you like me to give him a call and I
You
can
guys
continue the call with him?
cannot send him. So good luck.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you provide me his number and I just continue the call with him due to it being his vehicle?
Yeah, sure, because this is taking my time too much.
And what's the number?
So, piece of advice, if you can talk to the Ukrainian, you can talk to him. 312-599
So yeah,
5.
so he yeah, you did say he doesn't speak English. Is it possible for you to speak with him to verify the information and give us a call back to see if it...
312. You're asking for the number. Here it is. 312-599-5.
Ma'am, it's just you stated
Hey,
that he doesn't speak
you're
English.
taking time too much already. I'm giving you what you want. Take it.
Ma'am, you stated that he
It's your
doesn't
fault,
speak...
not
Ma'am, I
my
wouldn't
job
be...
actually helping. You're being mean to me earlier.
Ma'am, I
Okay?
wouldn't be able to continue the call if he doesn't speak English.
So,
I wouldn't be able to speak with him.
that's what I'm telling to you. That's why I'm calling for him, right? And you're being a bitch to me.
No, I'm not, ma'am. I'm just advising you. This
You
is the
are.
process we go through
Further
to getting you
call is
dispatched.
recorded. Your voice is being bitchy. Come on.
No,
Oh,
No,
no.
ma'am, I'm just
Three one
advising
two
you that.
5097.
No problem, ma'am. So you can give them a call and verify the information.